Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. A lot of news today. Let's get right to it. Baseball will be back. It is back. Opening day will either be July 23rd or July 24th. Players will head to training camp on July 1 after the league and union last night agreed on health and safety protocols that will govern the sport as it attempts to return amid the coronavirus pandemic. We know all about the negotiations. We know the league implemented a 60-game season that will run through September 27th. And will feature a number of new elements, including the National League will use a designated hitter, and in extra innings, teams will begin with a runner on second base. We've heard about that element for quite some time. But the bottom line is baseball's back. July 1st, players report. Look for opening day, July 23rd or July 24th. I want to shift to NASCAR, where last night NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace spoke on CNN, defended his character, said he was angry. This came after the FBI concluded Tuesday that Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. It completed its investigation into the incident at Talladega involving a noose in the garage of Wallace at the Talladega Speedway. The FBI determined that the noose had been there since at least October 2019, and nobody could have known that Wallace's team would be assigned to that stall. I mentioned that Wallace spoke on CNN last night. NASCAR President Steve Phelps met the media yesterday in a teleconference, said that the sport's own investigation will continue, focusing on why the garage pull rope, fashioned like a noose, was in the garage stall at all in the first place. Phelps did say for NASCAR, the FBI's determination is, quote, the best result we could hope for, end quote. We'll have more on Wallace's comments on CNN today in Morning Buzz and in Sports Business Daily. Shifting to the NFL, Martha Firestone Ford is resigning as Lions principal owner and chair after 6 years, and that leads the way for her daughter, Sheila Ford Hamp, to take over. Ford Hamp, who is the second oldest of the four children, has been really groomed for this role for quite some time. She has been with her mother on owners' meetings. She has met the media with her mother. She is certainly well-versed in the Lions organization and in NFL policy. She met the media yesterday. She expressed her strong desire to win, and I'm sure that's what Lions fans want to hear. Many people don't anticipate major changes at the Lions. Ford Hamp said that she would dive in, look at some issues, but that her main message yesterday was that she wanted Lions fans to know that she really wants a winner. Looking at the Detroit media this morning, she made a good impression, but the Detroit media is still skeptical. They want the Lions to be committed to winning. I've always thought if the Lions were a consistent winner, that brand would be one of the biggest and strongest in the NFL. Meanwhile, our Ben Fisher reported yesterday that the NFL seems prepared to accept a season in which teams can play to different levels of capacity, meaning that the league will let local attendance be determined by local guidelines. So if Texas is wide open and the Cowboys can play in front of 40,000 fans at AT&T Stadium, so be it. If the Giants play in front of a near-empty MetLife Stadium, so be it. So we'll have to continue to watch that. So right now, it does seem that the NFL is open to having NFL capacity determined by the local guidelines. An interesting story out of California today, because you would think a lot of mixed-use development by sports teams would be on hold. Well, apparently not so. The Ducks today are expected to announce a work, live, and play district anchored by the Honda Center, and this comes after the Angels yesterday unveiled their vision for a mixed-use development, which includes 150 acres of parks, shops, homes, and restaurants. Again, the mixed-use development are the trend in sports. We continue to see them. I was curious whether or not they would be put on pause because of the pandemic, but by the Ducks and the Angels moving forward, perhaps not. What do you need to know about the NBA today? Well, NBA players are supposed to inform teams and the players' union in writing whether or not they want to participate in the restart of the season in Orlando. Meanwhile, every NBA player and essential staff member was supposed to get tested for COVID-19 yesterday. The number of cases of coronavirus positive tests in Florida continue to increase, really putting NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and NBPA Executive Director Michelle Roberts in a tough situation. Remember, Silver always said it wasn't so much about a date, but about the data. Well, right now the data isn't trending in his favor, so we have to continue to watch how the league, the Players Association, and the players respond to the latest outbreak. And finally, I want to give a shout out locally to the University of North Carolina Charlotte Athletic Director Mike Hill and his associate Chris Fuller. They came out yesterday with a total rebrand for the athletic department. Very creative. It looks great. The rebrand was 16 months in the making. A number of people had a hand in it, but go check it out. We had images on Closing Bell yesterday, more images on our website today, but congratulations, because I know rebrands can be difficult. So a lot going on today. It is Wednesday. It is June 24th. That is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Be healthy, be safe, be good to each other, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.